Walking out of the tech building, across the oval and towards the front gate, Layla reflected on the eventful year she'd had at her new school. Who would have guessed she'd be here? She brushed her hijab back as she made her way through the basketball courts. And to think it all could have gone so horribly wrong after she got suspended. Layla's train of thought was interrupted as two boys ambushed her from behind, bounding around her and whooping loudly. She'd been hit by the hurricane of her best friends at Mary Maximilian Grammar School, Ethan and Seb. Yes, summer, yelled Seb, his voice breaking slyly as he jumped into the air, landing lithely on his feet before falling into step with Layla. Where were you, Lails? We looked everywhere. Seb's dark brown hair, floppy as always, covered his eyes. He shook his head to see properly, flicking Layla with drops of sweat. Ew, Layla laughed, pushing Seb good-naturedly away from her. Oh, you like it, do you? Seb teased, then leaned in and whipped his hair back and forth even more vigorously, showering Layla's cream blouse with salty water. You're so gross, sniggered Ethan, the neatest of the group. Even now, with his red hair darkened by the sweat of a Brisbane summer, he was somehow calm, collected, and put together. Ha, whatever, Seb retorted, reaching over to muss his friend's carefully styled curls. Ethan yelped as he ducked to get out of the way. Still cut, are we? Layla ribbed cheekily. Seb had been jealous when, a few weeks ago, the school chose the prim and proper Ethan for the cover of next year's MMGS brochure. Seb scoffed, deflecting the jibe. It's not like I care anyway. Ethan and Layla glanced at each other. He clearly, definitely cared. They should have at least had you on the front, right, Lails? You got way higher marks in class, Seb said, trying to shift the focus away from himself. Layla scowled at her floppy-haired friend, whose nose crinkled in confusion. What, you think 'cause you got suspended on your first week of school? He started.